Blog Talk Radio.
I want to tell y'all a little bit about a plant I know that can save the world. It grows long and tall and has flowers that can make your mind swirl. It's a fungal plant with a fiber that resists it to rain and mold. The strongest plant fiber known to man, the best rope we'll ever hold. Well, the pioneers covered up the wagon train, the canvas made of hemp. And Washington and Jefferson grew it on their farms, said to make the most of it. The first stars and stripes were sewn on hemp, the first constitution too. It's around the world for food, fiber, oil, medicine, and fuel. But if you press the seeds, we won't have no need for any other oil. We can make paints and inks, run our car, we'll go back next season, it'll fix the soil. The most nutritious seeds we can put in our mouth with omega 6 and 3. We can feed the world with the tree of life and live sustainably.
Yes, greetings in the name of the Most High Creator of all life. I'm so thankful to be sharing this immense benefit and value of cannabis sativa hemp with you all today, as it is my dream and purpose in life to spread love everywhere I go and everything I feel, think, say, and do at my best. So that's why we are doing this here on Hemp Aware Radio. It's such an honor and a privilege, and I'm so thankful to have Blog Talk Radio to allow us to air Hemp Aware Radio. This is just such a gift. You can visit all of the archived shows on the iTunes podcast library, and they're all there for you to view on demand. If you have an iPod or an iPhone or an iDevice, it's a great way to get hemp-educated and empowered about the benefits and value of the cannabis sativa plant. So we are spreading seeds of love and seeds of life. And one of the best ways that we can have an experience of love and experience our Creator's gift of life, this God-given plant called cannabis sativa hemp. And it has had many names throughout the ages, and it is one of the oldest plants that has been grown for medicinal, for food, for clothing, shelter, fiber, fuel, and so many different purposes. So thank you so much for tuning in to Hemp Aware Radio. Today's show is entitled, What Parents Must Know About Cannabis Sativa Hemp. And there are a few misunderstandings, or one major misunderstanding, and that is that we have, as a culture, specifically in the United States, but also around the world, we have not made the distinction between hemp and marijuana or ganja or medicinal cannabis. And the main distinction that I want parents to know, because once we understand this distinction, we can start realizing that we can utilize this plant to integrate into our homes, into our workplaces, into our schools, and really start using it to its fullest potential. So the first topic I'd like to bring up is the distinction between hemp and cannabis as a medicine, like I said, otherwise known as ganja or weed or marijuana. And there's been such a stigma and a negative report for the last, maybe 80 years or so, about this plant. It's been demonized, especially in the United States. But the distinction, once we know it, we can start utilizing it like most industrial nations around the world, and we can start growing it for industrial purposes and use it in our homes. And so let me get right to it. The distinction between hemp as a fuel, food, fiber, clothing, and cannabis herb as a medicine is that the hemp is so low in THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the psychoactive component in the flower of the plant. So when you grow hemp in a field, the male and female plant. It's a dioecious plant, so it has a male and a female plant. So when you grow hemp and you sow seeds in a farm and you just spread these seeds out and all these sprouts start coming up, and as they mature, they start to grow flowers, and those flowers start to produce seeds. However, if you separate the male from the female plant and you keep it far away, then you will grow just marijuana, because you cannot grow marijuana in a hemp field, because the hemp and the marijuana, it'll get pollinated, and it will go to seed, and the THC content will become so low that it will not have a psychoactive effect on the body, which is why we can go to our local health food stores in Southern California where we are, and we can buy hemp soap, hemp seeds, hemp protein powder, and tons of other hemp products, hemp body care products. So there's a major distinction, and once we understand it, then we will have the freedom to educate more people and ultimately make a paradigm shift on the planet and re-legalize the growth of industrial hemp. So that's the main distinction, and if it doesn't make sense, you know, I don't know how else to explain it other than it's not a drug. Hemp is not a drug. Hemp is food. Hemp is fuel, fiber, medicine. It is a medicine when it's grown separately from the male plant. So the second topic is how hemp can benefit our homes and living environment. So as you may know, our homes can be very toxic. And what I mean by that is the glues, the paint, the raw materials that we're processing and using in our homes in the carpet have formaldehyde. They've got lead. They've got, you know, the paint has lead in it and other heavy metals. They off-gas. And so we're living in toxic environments. And that is such a major contribution to the degradation of our overall health. And if we're living in homes with carpets and, you know, off-gassing paints and glues, it's just not going to allow us to experience the quality and integrity of life that we were born to live. So hemp has the ability to be processed and turned into carpet, into wood, into hempcrete for walls. You can make hemp cabinets with medium density fiberboard, which is a condensed fiber. The stalk of the plant is chopped up into little pieces, and then it's pressed together very with high pressure and heat with a non-toxic binder or glue that won't off-gas, and you can glue this fiber together to create hemp board. And then you take that hemp board, you can make cabinets with it, you can make speakers with it, you can do all kinds of stuff, and then you can make your walls with hempcrete, which is very breathable. It's a lot more sustainable when it comes to the materials, and it's just an amazing gift of life. So if you can't tell, I'm very passionate, and it is my purpose and my dream in life to empower and hempcate the planet with all of these incredible uses of hemp for food, shelter, clothing, and so many other benefits. So, like I said, as you may know, our homes are toxic. So if we can start building our homes and start with a foundation, that's going to be absolutely incredible. But then once your home is built, what you'll find is you can start integrating hemp into every single room of your home, whether it's the bedroom, whether it's the bathroom, the garage, the living room, the dining room, no matter what room you're in, your whole house can be saturated with hemp products, completely organic, non-toxic, eco-friendly materials. And so, for example, in your bedroom, let's say you wake up in the morning and your kids are in the other room, you're in your bed, your spouse is next to you, you're laying there in a very comfortable hemp-made bed with hemp pillows filled with hemp fiber. You've got soft hemp silk sheets, you know, just caressing your skin. And you roll out of bed, you put your feet into some nice hemp slippers, and then you put on your hemp robe, and you walk over your hemp carpet rug into the bathroom. Jump in the shower, wash your hair with some hemp shampoo, lather yourself up with hemp soap and body wash, and then you get out of the shower, rub some nice hemp cream all over your body, and then let's say you walk down into the kitchen. Well, before you do that, you go into your closet, you pull out a nice custom-tailored hemp outfit that's professional just for your lifestyle, whether you're a parent and you want something comfortable that allows you to move around and be with your kids, or if you're a professional and you go to your job every day, you can have a beautiful custom-tailored hemp outfit with a tie or a beautiful dress. And so you put on your outfit, you go into the kitchen, you pour yourself a nice bowl of hemp cereal with some hemp milk to wash it down, or, you know, to put in your cereal, and then you have yourself a hemp muffin. So it doesn't stop there. You walk into the garage, which your entire garage is made of hempcrete. You jump into your hemp-fueled car that's built out of hemp fiber composite so that the body is lighter, 10 times lighter than steel, yet more resistant to dents and damage. And you get into your car, and it's completely custom interior. You know, all the chairs, I can't remember. Oh, the upholstery is all hemp textile. And the list just goes on and on and on. You can go out into your garden and tie up some of your plants with hemp twine. So nonetheless, that's just kind of like a day in the life of a hempreneur or somebody that wants to integrate hemp into their life. We could have an entire show just on hemp for parents, or hemp for families, or hemp for your home. There's so much potential for the hemp movement and for integrating hemp into your lives to not only make you more prosperous, but to make you healthier, to make you happier, more fulfilled, and know that you are making a contribution to the world and to your family and to yourself when it comes to integrating hemp into your life. So I hope you liked that little visualization of how we could integrate hemp into our lives on a daily basis, and you know, just waking up and really living the hemp lifestyle. So we are going to go into sharing what our children can do and how we can share hemp with our kids. In just a moment, we're going to go to a quick break, and we will be right back.
Have you visited BulkHempWarehouse.com today? Discover dozens of bulk hemp products for great prices. Hemp seeds for your salads and smoothies. Custom tailored hemp clothing for your profession. Hemp fabrics, hemp foods, along with hemp body care goods and tons of other great items. Visit BulkHempWarehouse.com today to get the best prices and a huge variety of healthy hemp goods for you and your family. Hemp protein, hemp oils, hemp yarn, hemp books, and raw hemp fibers. Connect with us today and tell us what your project is and how we can help integrate hemp seamlessly. Just visit BulkHempWarehouse.com today.
Welcome back. This is your host, Tyler Hemp, otherwise known as Tyler Hoff. With Hemp Aware Radio, we're broadcasting from beautiful Southern California. And if you have any questions about hemp, how to integrate it into your life, into your business, into your projects, we would love to connect with you. We're here to empower and hempticate the planet and provide the highest quality hemp products that you or your family might want. So give us a call if you need hemp seeds, hemp seed oil, whatever it is that you want to start nourishing your bodies, minds, and spirits, and live a better life. So our next topic is why hemp is so great for our children. Number one, Hemp is grown naturally without any pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, larvicides, or any type of chemicals to destroy the environment or put it on the actual plant, which eventually we are going to consume. So not only is it incredible, amazing, wonderful, spectacular for the environment, but it's excellent for our babies. It's great for their skin, their bodies, internally, externally. And you can currently find companies that are making different types of hemp products for our kids, like hemp diapers or hemp onesies, hemp outfits, blankets, pillows, little hemp stuffed animals and dolls. There's all sorts of amazing products to keep our kids healthy and well. So you just heard a few examples, but another couple of examples of how we can share hemp with our children is hemp ice cream. We know our kids, most kids love ice cream anyway, so why not give them an alternative that's healthier, that contains amino acids, fatty acids, to feed our brain, to feed our nerves, to feed our cells vital living energy so that we can have strength and vitality and grow healthy, strong bodies. So another one is hemp cereal. You can make hemp milk at your house. You just take some hemp seeds, some water or coconut water, a little bit of salt. If you want a little bit of stevia to sweeten it, you can do that. Whatever type of sweetener, maybe honey or something. Blend that up in your blender, pour it over some hemp cereal, hemp granola, and you got yourself a delicious meal for the morning. There's so many other ways that I will get into. We can do hemp coconut yogurt, which is one of my favorite recipes. And you can visit hempaware.com to learn about more amazing recipes to utilize hemp. Because there's three main uses for hemp as a food. You can basically use the seed because that's what we're consuming. The other thing that you consume is the leaf. The leaf does not contain THC as well. It's the flowers that contain the THC that you will not find in a hemp field. So you can eat the leaves, which, you know, it's a bitter. It's like eating kale or collard greens or something like that. If you eat the leaves, it's bitter. It's a green leafy vegetable. So it is very high in magnesium. It's high in silica. It's got that chlorophyll, so it's going to build new blood. If you do have access to hemp leaves, they're an amazing, amazing thing to juice and to consume in salads or smoothies. But when it comes to the nutritional benefit, mainly we're looking to the seed of the plant. The seed is what contains the essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. And it also has the protein, the amino acids. It has all 10 essential amino acids for us to build lean muscle, hair, skin, and bones, and continue to remanufacture the metabolic enzymes and keep the hormones in check and balance. Now, I know as kids, we need protein. I'm not a child anymore, but our kids need protein to healthy, strong bones and to build their bodies. So hemp is just a phenomenal way to nourish our children. So we can, you know, feed them hemp milk, hemp bread. You can take hemp seeds and make an energy bar for them to take to school. There's, you know, tons of different hemp products like hemp burgers and hemp muffins and just tons and tons of hemp products. So, you know, like anything, you can destroy the quality and integrity of anything depending on how you process it. So even hemp can, you know, be mixed with toxic things. So even if you're buying something that's hemp, look at the label. Read the ingredients. You don't want fillers. You don't want preservatives. You don't want natural flavors. That is toxic material that's going to gum up your liver. It's going to gum up your intestinal tract and just create a toxic overload. So stay away from the toxins and just focus on the raw plants at our best. So consuming raw hemp seed and hemp seed oil and hemp protein powder are the main uses or ways to consume cannabis hemp. So our kids, what's another way that they can integrate hemp into their lives? Toys. Toys are an amazing way to share hemp with children and to also educate them, you know, show them that we can have fun with natural materials and not be using all these toxic plastics and PCBs and poisonous materials that our children are putting in their mouths and on their bodies. So we can, I've seen just some of the most amazing toys that are made out of hemp, like hemp horses and hemp stuffed animals and hemp teddy bears and, cuddle blankets and swaddle blankets and hemp robes for our kids. You know, when they get out of the bath, you can wrap them up in a wonderful hemp terry cloth towel, just swaddle them up and just know that you're putting something so good for them on their body. Because if you didn't know, when cotton is grown or any of these other chemical-laden fibers, whether it's petroleum-based fibers or cotton, it's so toxic. Our largest organ in our body, on our body, is our skin. So no matter what we put on our skin, it does get absorbed. And when cotton is grown, the chemicals and pesticides and herbicides and toxins that are sprayed on those plants, they become part of that plant. They get into the DNA of the plant, especially if it's a genetically modified plant. We don't even want to go there at this point. But if you're not educated about genetically modified foods and plants, please educate yourself, because GMO is the devil, in my opinion. So basically, when cotton or these fibers are grown with all these pesticides, and then they're processed, they're bleached, they're using toxic chemicals to make it, you know, really white. And you need to wash those fabrics or those clothing if you buy a cotton shirt that's non-organic. You're putting those chemicals, those toxins on your skin. And I know it's subtle and it's, you know, not a really big deal, but over the long term, if you're wearing those clothes on your body for 10 years, 20 years, 30, 50 years, it's cumulative. It does add up. And especially our children, they're so vulnerable coming into a toxic environment. We need to do everything that we can to support them and love them and honor them and nourish them on every level. So feeding them, you know, hemp milk in their bottle, or feeding them, hemp seed cereal is a much better alternative than these toxic, you know, foods that they can that we can get at regular health food stores. So one of the major things that people are concerned about is the cost of consuming hemp. And I do agree, hemp is a high-end, high-ticket item. And depending on what type of product you're purchasing, whether it's, you know, seeds or a finished product like, you know, a piece of hemp clothing or a hemp blanket, it is going to be a higher priced item. But just know that you're investing in yourself. You are putting your money where your values are. So what you value in life, that's where your money ought to go, in my opinion. So just, you know, question what you're putting on your body, what you're putting in your body, what you're giving to your kids, and look to hemp. Go to hempaware.com if you're looking for different sources of hemp materials. If you want hemp diapers, go to hempaware.com to our hemp section. We have hundreds of websites on there where you can find hemp toys, hemp diapers, hemp onesies, hemp blankets, hemp towels, and tons and tons of other hemp products for our kids. So I hope this was helpful. I hope you guys enjoyed this hemp episode. And we are here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Soon we're going to start adding callers to the radio station so you guys can call in and ask questions. If you do have any questions, you can also chat with us live if you are on the blogtalkradio.com website. It's just blogtalkradio.com/hempaware. Please send us your questions, your concerns. We would love to hear from you. We would love to support you in any way that we can to integrate hemp into your daily life. I am so thankful that you tuned in today, and I hope this was empowering for you. If there's something that you can do today to integrate hemp, I would say go to your health food store and purchase some hemp seeds. There's amazing companies out there like Manitoba Harvest, Nutiva, Living Harvest, and there's tons of companies out there. If you go to bulkhempwarehouse.com, you can get hemp seeds there in bulk for your family, for your kids, and start learning how to prepare foods in a way that's going to give them energy and give them strength and vitality and brain function so that they can learn and have the acuity and focus on a daily basis. So as you can tell, I'm very passionate to share hemp with the world, and we are on a mission to go global and literally provide food, shelter, and clothing for the entire planet at our best. With one plant, and you know what that plant is, cannabis sativa hemp. So go to facebook.com/hempaware. Share with your friends about the benefits and value of hemp. Share with them what they can do to utilize hemp. Share the history of hemp. Let them know that hemp has been ingrained into our history for over 10,000 years. We've been growing hemp for clothing, for paper, for food, for shelter. So it's not new, folks. Hemp is part of our history. And guess what? It is a part of our future, too. And I am definitely making that a part of my mission and my purpose and my vision in life to share with you the benefits and the value of cannabis sativa hemp for food, shelter, and clothing. We love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And please give us a ring if you have any questions, 949-690-4002. Visit twitter.com/hempaware. Tweet with us. Share your thoughts, your comments, your questions. Let us know what you think about HempAware. If there's anything we can do to improve it, we are here for you. We are here to help your dreams come true. Whatever it is that you're doing in your life, whatever your dream is, what are you passionate about? What do you want to accomplish this lifetime to make a contribution and to make a difference with the world and in the world, whether it's just with your kids? Raising your kids is a contribution to this planet. So if you can improve the quality and the integrity of the message that you're delivering to them, may you integrate hemp, because it is one of the most powerful ways for us to experience peace and harmony and balance and abundance, more than we can ever even imagine with our imagination. Because God has a plan for us that is so far beyond what we can even imagine. And if we can just align with that and operate from love and operate from abundance, then we are going to experience the divine life of abundance and peace and happiness and fulfillment that we are designed to live. So it is my deepest pleasure to bring HempAware Radio every Tuesday at 11 a.m. And you can get all the episodes archived on the iTunes podcast library. And like I said, please share it with your friends if you're passionate about making a difference on the planet. And if you're looking for something to do, if you're lost, if you don't know what direction to go, think about integrating hemp. If you have kids, maybe you can make a hemp toy for, you know, a full complete product line. You can have a home-based business and start sharing hemp with the world and generate money so that you can live abundantly and know that you're sharing something with the world that is making a difference, making a contribution, and making this world a better place. Because just the fact that you're alive is a gift and a blessing. So may we give thanks every day for all the gifts and all the blessings, especially cannabis sativa hemp. We love you. May you have an incredibly beautiful, inspiring day. God bless.